With bagpipes and an honor guard, North Central Wisconsin's new Republican Congressman Sean Duffy took a ceremonial oath of office Saturday before about 300 people in Wausau and gave a speech that highlighted his philosophical differences with Democrats.
Economic prosperity doesn't come from bureaucrats and politicians, but it comes from the ideas and the hard work of individuals.
Duffy's first vote was to repeal President Obama's signature achievement, the health care reform bill, which was not a good sign that the two parties can work together, according to political scientist Eric Giordano.
I think when you identify, you know, the bill as a job-killing bill, that really doesn't set the tone for compromise.
But Duffy says that he is now willing to listen to Democrats as the Republicans craft a new health care bill in Congress.
Both parties have to say, are we willing to come together and work on solutions? I hope the answer for both Republicans and Democrats is yes. If there's good ideas, I don't care where they come from. I will sign on to them.
Giordano says the jury is out, but Duffy's comments may indicate that the two parties will be able to work together.
Especially in the wake of the shootings in Tucson and sort of this momentum towards civility that we've seen and that we'll hopefully see, you know, during the State of the Union address. You know, maybe this really is a sign that the Republicans, in this case Sean Duffy, is willing to move forward in compromising.
Eric Giordano is the director of the Wausau-based think tank, the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.